But we need to be able to do this in order that we can move forward and leave an inheritance behind us that is better for the next generation than the one that we received. And I don't think that it's helpful for people at this point in time to only see negative in a person, because I have to say that my personal experience of Martin McGuinness was one that was warm and courteous. He was very supportive and very personable. That doesn't absolve him of the decisions he made in his earlier life, but it does reflect the complexity that is every person. None of us are purely good or purely bad. We're all a mix of both. We have our moments, let's say, and some of our moments are more defining than others. I think it's important that we don't lose sight of the contribution he made, not just from 1998, but prior to that, in terms of guiding the Republican movement towards a ceasefire, and then through the talks process, then into the executive, and even during the last 10 years of keeping that executive relatively stable. I think now we need to redouble our efforts to ensure that that continues going forward.
I spoke to Sir Geoffrey Donaldson earlier in the programme, and I asked him if the DUP would officially be attending the funeral, and he said that the thoughts would primarily have to be with how it would impact on the victims of IRA violence. He wouldn't give me an answer. There's a suggestion there were going to be some discussions about it. He said they hadn't thought about it, which I found surprising, considering most of us knew that Martin McGuinness was not going to get better. I asked Mike Nesbitt as well, and again, he was going into a meeting to discuss it. They don't know whether or not there will be official representation of either the Ulster Unionists or the Democratic Unionist Party at the funeral of the deputy, former Deputy First Minister of the country, who they worked so closely with. I presume, or am I jumping to a conclusion, that Naomi Long and other members of the Alliance Party will be at his funeral?
Well, first of all, the funeral arrangements are a matter for the family. So I think what we have to do is comply with their wishes as to who they would wish to be present. But when Ian Paisley passed away, I was invited by the family to attend the memorial service for him in the Ulster Hall. And I was very pleased to do that along with David Ford and to represent the party in that capacity. And I would intend, if the opportunity arose, to similarly pay my respects to the McGuinness family and to Martin McGuinness at this time. At the end of the day, there is one thing that we all have in common, and that is our passing. And I think if we cannot show respect to people at that point in time, then really I think we're in a bad situation. I would want to be able to do that in a way that reflects what the family's wishes would be, and I will be in touch with them to make sure that whatever we do is compliant with that. But we would certainly want to show our respect and to do that officially as a party.
Yeah, but just to be clear, you do not need an invitation to attend a Catholic funeral. Yes, a family may make a request for someone not to attend, but if you don't get an invitation, it doesn't mean that you're not welcome.
No, I understand that. The point that I'm making, Frank, is that the family, we don't know whether the family will wish, for example, to have a private service and then later to have a memorial service, or what arrangements they will wish to put in place. We'll wait to see that, but certainly if there is a service, it would be our intention to be there.
Would it be a disadvantage to you if the service, the mass, seemed to have a Republican lead up to it or a Republican exit from it?
Again, the funeral arrangements are a matter for the family, and it's not for me to intrude in any shape or form into the deliberations that they will have made.
But would you be comfortable at a Republican funeral?
It's not for me to dictate the nature of the funeral that will take place. That is a matter for the McGuinness family and the McGuinness family alone. What we will be there to do is to pay our respects.
Okay, Naomi Long, thanks for your time.